welcome to the program. Today I was looking in Acts chapter 8 of the story of the fellow riding along in his chariot reading the Bible, obviously concerned about something. We're going to look at that. Stay tuned. Acts chapter 8 records a tremendous revival that was going on in Samaria. And in verse 26 it says, "The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." Now that seems kind of strange. We're enjoying a tremendous revival, and the Lord says, "Philip, you need to go out in the desert." Well, he did. He did what he was told. Verse 27 said, "He arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship and was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Now the Spirit said," in verse 29, "then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go and join thyself to this chariot." Now, that'd be like saying, "I want you to run alongside that Brinks truck there and talk to the guy that's doing running all that gold." Well, Philip just did what he was told. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, "Understandest what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Here's what I want to focus on today." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. He said, "You got to stop this chariot." He commanded the chariot to stand still. Today we're running around here and there and everywhere, and the Lord's got it all shut down right now. We're in a situation where we can, all over this world, just stand still. Stand still. And let God say what he wants to say. Listen to this message and song as we get a chance to stand still and see the blessings of the Lord. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. But you have to stand still. Stop what you're doing and listen to this message and song.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. loving me. It's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me He made. Help me then in every tribulation, trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, where to take from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure,
the pledge to be made. Way back in Exodus chapter 14, verse number 13, we find that God's people had left Egypt, and they had followed the cloud that the Lord gave them, and they were led into an area where there was a mountain on one side, there was a mountain on the other side, there was a Red Sea in front of them, and Pharaoh said, I've got them, I'm going after them. And it was a suicide as far as speaking about war situations to go in that area like that. But follow the cloud, and so they followed the Lord's leading, and that's where they were. Well, people started to panic. Here comes the army. Look at all those chariots coming. We're all going to die here. And Moses said in Exodus 14, verse number 13, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He will show you today. And he did. He parted that Red Sea. But he said, stand still. In Numbers 9 and verse number 8, we read it again. Stand still. Hear what the Lord will command. Stand still. Acts again in Acts 8 and 38, he commanded the chariot to stand still. There's something more important than all this rushing around that we're doing today with our silver and our gold. Stand still. Day by day and with each passing moment, if we will stand still, we will find the strength that we need to meet our trials here. Listen again to this message and song. Make it a reality in your heart. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure, Father's hand, one by one.